You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Okay, this is Ralph Kermit Winterode II. I'm sitting in for John Statmore. He's off today. And got some really brand new information. You're not going to hear it anywhere else yet. I'm going to be breaking that today. And we're doing it. And I say we, I am not an attorney or a counsel at law. But I think we all are extremely aware of how our government does not work right. We are so blessed to have been given a constitutional republic. It's been overthrown. And do you know who did it? You and me. We just got to look in the mirror. Did we knowingly do it? No. We did not. But when an honest man finds out he's been mistaken, he does one of two things. He either ceases to be mistaken or he ceases to be honest. That's anonymous. I'm doing it. I'm a legal researcher. We're putting the cases out there in Pacer for the few people that will fight. I am looking for, I have an IRS list. I call it an IRS list. It's about a whole bunch of different things. It's $250 postal money order a year. Or if you can't afford it, it's free. Don't keep anybody away from it. Have information if you're a member of the list. I've got 64 gigabytes. 64 gigabytes of information on research documents of old dictionaries, new dictionaries, ruling case law, which was the predecessor before American Jurisprudence 1, all 60-some volumes of that for research. I'm encouraging people to get the stuff. When I had my business, I spent $100,000 on books. And I am tearing them apart and scanning them, making them available. Some of these books you'll never see. There are some of them there's only a couple of existence in the whole world. And I'm trying to make them available. I don't have a home page yet. I just haven't been able to get to it. Because what I'm going to tell you about in this next 2 hours is that something that you and me can do to help turn this thing around, to help what Trump is doing is to make America great again and get our republic back. just amazing what's going on when you really find it. I think if anybody is a researcher, you will, if you've done checking, you will find that in your state offices, there is nobody has the proper, quote, oath of office as a public officer. If they're supposed to be appointed, they won't have the proper civil commission. I've documented this ad nauseum in Alaska. From the governor to the legislature to the judges to the borough to it's all. Why doesn't anybody have the proper documentation to be a, quote, public officer of one of the several states or an officer of the United States? They can't be all be stupid. They're not stupid. A lot of them are. Just can't make this stuff up. If you've seen The Matrix, it's as bad as The Matrix. Our republic has been overthrown. I think it was Benjamin Franklin said, I'm giving you a republic if you can hang on to it. It's still there. But it takes knowledge, and it takes wisdom. And the thing is, I'm trying to get people to get at least one subscription to Westlaw, and I will show you how to do it. In 10 minutes I can show you how to do the basic stuff in Westlaw. And if you are really in the fight to get our republic back, somebody needs to have access to Westlaw, because you can do more in 10 or 15 seconds in searching all of the law law cases and reviews, Amgur, Corpus Juris, Federal Register, all the stuff. You can do it in 10 to 15 seconds. 1,000 attorneys can't do it. And I can tell you how to do it. That's why I've been able to find so much. Because you're not going to find it in the head notes and stuff. I mean, I use the head notes. They're available. They're helpful. But you just can't make the stuff up that's going on. When I started this trek a long time ago, I ran for governor and did a lot of different things. I helped Joyce Riley get started on the Gulf War Syndrome. I made her first film. I funded it. I had money. Even put on a UAA. I rented a 900-some seat thing. Flew her up, a doctor, and a guy that was at Camisea in the Gulf War Syndrome, because I checked out her stuff, and it was rock solid. And our government was in it, doing it. 20 out of 60 people out of the Juno and stuff showed up. I give everybody certified copies of real, of what's called unassailable facts. You can't dispute it. They're public records. Not one of those 20 slimy people stayed the whole time. And here's a doctor from Oklahoma. His wife had got it and died. Here's a guy that was in Camisea, had first-hand knowledge when they blew up 10 square miles of biological and chemicals, of which there's a video. Some of that's in that very first video that I paid for. And they left. His wife got it. His dogs, his three children got it. Dogs got it. Dogs died, and he was getting doxycycline from the veterinarian, because it's a lot cheaper. They use this same antibiotic for animals. Not one of those 20 slimy politicians stayed for the whole time. And here, these are reputable people. I got first-hand knowledge. And then Joyce Riley shocked me. She's now deceased. Because she really took this ball and ran with it. She's helped thousands of veterans. Because we still have about, I think it's 27 a day or something. It's a ridiculous amount of veterans that are committing suicide. You can't make this stuff up. But she told me, she said, you're not going to believe this, Ralph. And we took, because I didn't realize these people with the Gulf War Syndrome were in Alaska. They came out of the woodwork. They take Vitazim as something that does really help them. I get that out of a gal down in Anchor Point. It does actually help people with the Gulf War Syndrome, because this stuff gets into your they put it into your system, and it gets in, and then it goes through cell walls, and it comes out in different places, and so you get different symptoms, like fibromyalgia and different type of symptoms. But anyway, this person, certified Gulf War syndrome. We went to the blood bank. This person openly says, I have Gulf War syndrome, and I want to donate blood. Do you know what they said? We don't have a problem with that. They were knowingly allowing people that had Gulf War syndrome to contaminate our blood supply. I couldn't make this up. I figured it out, about one in every 100 people had some part of this Gulf War syndrome by some means, fibromyalgia, or it's all kinds of different diseases. There's one country walked away with no Gulf War syndrome in Iraq. You know what country it was? France. France gave their troops doxycycline religiously. They left all their clothes, gave them new clothes. They left their stuff behind, because it goes through sweat, it goes through all sorts of semen, different body fluids. It's amazing how that stuff, you can get infected with it. And it's really hard to track down. And of course, the only reason why they found out about it, what was going on, is they picked a daughter of a microbiologist, and he had the wherewithal to go in and isolate this thing out. Our government was in it, doing it. Our people. We're in trouble, in this country, folks. I couldn't make this stuff up. Like I say, Joyce Riley, I really like Joyce. She really ran with the ball. She used to show up at Rolling Thunder. The veterans and the motorcycle people that show up. It's a great group that shows up every year at Memorial Weekend. I hope Trump, and hope they keep showing up, because there's some real patriots in there. Anyway, we all know, I think, that something's not right. If you go to court, you're going to go in there and you'll say, well, how come, why doesn't justice prevail? Even though you can be 100% right, you can have the statutes right, and they just do whatever they want. It's extremely frustrating. Like I say, I did all sorts of things. I even did a bid down in Juneau for all of the communications. $5 million bid. Had to get it bidded again. My bid got thrown out because of page numbering errors, and they give it to this other company. They open it. It's a sealed bid. And they screwed up and put $1.7 million, and it should have been $8.7 million. And they said, oh, that's all right. Can't do that on a sealed bids. They did it. I got the audit done, finally, to show the corruption of people being paid off, and the audit people had no authority to prosecute. So I went to the Department of Law with their audit, and you know what they said? We're not interested. I said, well, why don't you just get rid of the audit department? Save some money. It's a free-for-all. This was part of my awakening up of how deep state corruption it is. It's in every state, not just Alaska. And our federal government, the FBI, the CIA, and all those different people up there, I think they're, as they would say in some thing, as they're coming to Jesus, this meeting is going to happen. I'm sure hoping that Attorney General Barr follows through. I think from what I can find out, and this Durham out of Connecticut, are two guys not to screw around with. And Trump is doing the best he can. We are so blessed to be in this country. I understand how blessed we are, even as screwed up as it is, to be in this country and have somebody like Trump that's fighting for us. He's not perfect. They didn't vote for him to be a saint. I want my constitutional republic back. I want my inalienable rights back. I want the several states back. How about constitutional courts? How about a rule of law? How about the law of the land? I want these things back. They've been gone a long time, and they've been working on it since before the Civil War. and I've tracked this through, but the thing that I didn't know is what Trump is doing is he's trying to put constitutional judges in our courts, federal courts. Is it possible that we don't have any constitutional courts in the several states? There's not one. How would I make a statement like that and prove it? You'd never want to believe any of the two most important words in law is prove it. I got that out of Unplanned. Everybody should watch that movie, Unplanned, about abortion. You watch that 37 seconds of that unborn child trying to fight for its life, and you tell me you want to support abortion. And I can't believe that the Democrats will clear up to the third trimester and even after they're born, and that's we'll go to the just like in the Gladiator, did the communists, and goes over there and he says, well, give it a thumb up or a thumbs down whether this child that's already alive can continue. Yeah, I can't make this stuff up anymore. I don't know you can't put words to it anymore. It's so evil. But the thing is, what can you and I do at the bottom end? We're the citizens that we're supposed to be citizens of the several states. And there's a great lesson in the Bible. That's why it's amazing when you start looking at the Bible. The stuff's it's all laid out there. Esau. He wanted some porridge and lentil beans, and he sold his birthright. He sold his birthright. Yeah, he got fooled, and his dad, and they fooled his dad, but he sold his birthright. He lost his lineage and property rights. That's what they're doing to we, the people, which are citizens of the several states. Now, the citizen of the United States that existed back and the beginning of our republic is not a statutory citizen of the United States that was created in 14 Stat 23 in 1866. And you can go look this up on the internet if you got the internet. Just type in 42 United States Code 1981 and 1982. It's also 1988, but that's harder. 42 USC 1981 and 1982. A citizen of the United States is somebody that wants the same rights as a white citizen. Really? You can't make this up. That sounds awful discriminatory, doesn't it? It was made strictly for, it was a fictitious citizenship made for the Negroes. They memorialized it in the 15th. Nothing, 14th Amendment didn't change a damn thing. That changed nothing. All that did was put a fictional citizenship out there for the con to come forward. Before the 14th, everybody that is domiciled in one of the several states is a citizen of that state. You were a citizen of Texas, a citizen of Minnesota, a citizen of California. You were not a citizen of the United States. This is the con. There's only two ways you can leave this country. You expatriate, but you have to have the government okay it. You say, I don't want anything to do with this country anymore. Expatriation. Well, what do? Every form, without exception, somewhere, your driver's license, your voter registration, your bank account, your Social Security, everything you do, the federal courts, before jeopardy attaches, the judge will say, is there anybody here not a citizen of the United States? He has to, because they are counting on us to be ignorant and illiterate. We're not necessarily ignorant, but we're illiterate because we have not been taught the con. And nobody says anything. You are volunteering to be tried by a, quote, back in a minute.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And this is Ralph Winrode. I'm sitting in for John Stettmiller. He's off today. And I was talking about the citizen of the United States. It's a con. We all signed up for it. I've done it many times. I didn't know what I was signing up for. Well, it sounds really deliciously good. Say you can go into the 42, United States Code, 1981 and 1982, to have the same rights as white citizens. I kid you not. How many people are going to believe that? They won't. Anything that I tell you on my show today, believe nothing. Ask for documentation, and I have it. I've been doing this for a long time. And what's amazing is all this stuff is out there. If you know where to go look. But you have to have Westlaw, but then you have to know what you're looking for. And it's like trying to find the needle in a haystack on these things. Well, if you don't know that the needle, what the needle is, how are you ever going to find it? That's the problem. That's what I am trying to do now with all of my years of experience, is to assist people with the real stuff to prove it. Just like the thing with the federal courts. Why would the jury have to say, is there anybody here not a citizen of the United States before you start? Don't they know who you are by then? You think? No, it has to be on the record If you're knowingly consenting, I do not want the law of the land. The law of the land would be if you were in a Texas court, that you were a citizen of Texas. And how can we even prove some of this stuff? It exists. It's on your passport, if you have a passport. If you know where to do it. It's in a little single hidden away. And it's under 8 United States Code 1101A22B. 8 United States Code 1101A22B. I'm just pulling it up right now, so I read it exactly like it is, so don't get it wrong. It's right there. But they tell you this? No. I'm going to tell you this stuff. It's a con. And this is the one thing that you will find is out of Saul Alinsky, wrote Rules for Radical, dedicated the book to Lucifer. Hillary wrote a thesis on it. She was a star pupil, so was Obama. The one rule they will never do, never admit the con. You never admit the lie. No matter how bad they get you, you never admit it. They won't do it. You can see that today with Comey and Clapper and Obama and all these guys. None of them will admit it. Shift. Terrible. Liar. He's coming up as... if you want to watch the Joe DiGenova, he was on the Bill Still. He has a video thing. And Mr. Schiff, this lying piece of garbage, is on the head of the Intelligence Committee, right, which Trump calls pencil neck. They started back not in 2016. They started in 2012. They were getting these reports on American citizens by the hundreds, it looks like. And they were in on it. They were, under Obama, they were getting information on Obama's political enemies of the Democratic Party. This is why Schiff is so, because he knows about all this now. And his may be in the ringer big time, because he was in on, he knew about all this stuff. That's why they're so trying to disqualify Barr and Durham out of Connecticut, especially Attorney General Barr. It looks like Barr is a cool cucumber, and I got to have faith that he's going to do it. But that's why Schiff is just, he's just, God, those guys just... One thing, they're going to scream the lies that they do. So anyway, where can we prove this stuff? They print it. This is 8 United States Code 1101 A 22. There's an A and a B. I'll get down to it and I'll read it. The thing that you have to understand that I can say now with great certainty, we got two things going on in this world. We got the devil, Satan, Lucifer, whatever you want to call all his and his minions. And we have the creator, inalienable rights. We have the Declaration of Independence and our Constitutional Republic. So we have the creator on one side. We have the devil on the other side, or Satan, doing his nonsense. Or Baphomet. Another word, Baphomet, this goat-headed guy. Another thing. So what does it say? The term national of the United States. It's in quotation marks. So now what is the purpose of why we say that, quote, the term, and then in quotation mark?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, well, we're back here, and this is Ralph Winterode, Ralph Kermit Winterode II, coming to you live out of Alaska. I'm sitting in for John Stettmiller. He's got a great show, a lot of people. He's got some great information, got a great network. I've been on RBN for a long time, and I like John. I like the network. So anyway, I'm in the battle. You see, they can't touch me. My wife, Cheryl, was killed in a motorcycle accident 2 months after we got married, and she's waiting for me on the other side. Or on this side, if I stay here, I'm going to make it to 120. I still got my health, and I'm 77, and they can't break me. Either way, it's a winner. And I'm going to pound on these SOBs with every bit of strength that I have to expose them. I've been doing this for so long. Putting all these pieces together, trying to prove it. I've been down so many rabbit holes, followed these, a lot of patriots have a little bit of information, but there were so many con artists out there. If they can't give you a case and the documents to back up what they say, run. Run. I've got about 400 megabytes of stuff, of research materials that I've accumulated, all off-premise, many places. So if they come and do me in, it's not going to be the end of the research for those that want to fight. Anyway, getting back to this, I forgot where I was here, the citizen, eight USC 1101A22B. What does that say? It says the term, quote, national of the United States means. Okay. First of all, anytime you see the word term and then the word means, it, what that is, this is why it's so difficult for people until you get used to reading this this lawyerese smoke and mirror stuff, because if they say dog means cat, you see the word dog and you think dog. Anytime it says the term dog means cat, you're actually talking about a cat. It's an exclusive new meaning not used in the English language or in a dictionary. So you must always go to the definitions. And this is how they, one of the ways they keep this, what they're doing from us, the people. Because we, what we think we're reading is not so. It's not true. It's codified. It's like it's in Morse code. If you don't know Morse code, how are you going to figure out what's going on, dot and the dashes? So what's it say? The term, quote, national of the United States means. So that means there's the national of the United States exists, in quotation marks. Can't be changed. So the thing is, another thing that people that are getting into research, they will define national. That is irrelevant. When they put the whole thing in like this, they've got five words. Those five words together can't be broken out and like the United States means or national means or that type of stuff. That is, this is, these words go together. Anytime they go together, this is what they mean. A citizen of the United States. Which I bet you if there are very few people listening, and I'm not trying to be facetious or show that I'm smarter than you or anything else, because, well, I do. You don't know what it means. You really don't know. I'm still finding out what it means, and I do this all the time. Or, okay, so you got to be a citizen of the United States, which everybody thinks they are, because that's all they tell us. We've been brainwashed. Driver's licenses, voter registrations, bank accounts, Social Security, all this stuff. It's all there somewhere, I guarantee you, without exception. Or, there's something other than a citizen of the United States. Or, not and, or. What's that? A person, though not a citizen of the United States, owes permanent allegiance to the United States. That is the constitutional unalienable rights of the creator side. The citizen of the United States means you have no constitution, no rights. You have no right to a constitutional court. There is, you hear this taxation without representation? There's nothing in the Constitution for a citizen of the United States to protect you. Congress can tax the living H-E-double-L out of you, and you don't have a say-so in it. You can be a citizen of the United States and be in Mexico, and they can still come get you. These things that I'm talking about are Supreme Court of the United States holdings. If you are a citizen of the United States, that's all that exists in the District of Columbia. You don't have any right, political rights. You don't have any political rights on the type of government in the several states for the United States. They've said so. It's no secret. Our forefathers set it up. The several states, the union of the several states, is where we have these limited delegation of power for the United States. In the District of Columbia, Congress has what's called plenary or absolute power, the same thing they do have over the territories and possessions. It's a whole different venue, a whole different jurisdiction. It's the same damn Congress. But when they come out here in the several states, these several states are sovereign countries with their own constitutions, their own laws, but they must, in the union of states, the laws of the United States in Article 6 are supreme. But they are very limited powers that Congress can do in the several states. Now, what they've done, and this is a shocker, it should shock people, I would think. You think, oh, I'm going to go vote. Oh, you absolutely must register to vote. But it's how you do it, or how you're denied, makes the difference. Does a citizen of the United States, see, citizen can be several things. It could be, I have a commercial side to it. A citizen can have just civil rights. That's a citizen of the United States. A citizen of the several states, a citizen of Texas, a citizen of Minnesota, a citizen of North Carolina, has not only civil rights, which means you have the right to go to court and be treated like every other person, which comes out of the Roman civil law, basically. There's nothing wrong with it. But you see, in our country, we have something else. It's called political rights. Political rights means I have a right reserved to you and me, to the type of government that we're going to have. If you don't have political rights, you're screwed, which is where we are today. We are under the plenary power of Congress, because Congress no longer makes statutes of the United States. They make public law. That's another old story, documented. Do we have public officers in the state of Texas? Do we have public officers in the state of Minnesota? Do we have public officers in any of the several states? No. Wait a minute. Who are these people that are sitting in those offices? The voter, the National Voter Registration Act of 1993 says the only elections that we have today are for federal offices. That's all. The only elections today. Even who the hell are these people from Texas? They're the same thing, because they define state. Means state of the United States, which means the same like the Son of God, you're subservient to the United States and the District of Columbia. We are exactly the same as the District of Columbia. Got a caller, a question here from Glenn in Philadelphia.
Good evening, Mr. Winterout. I appreciate your work. I'm a sometimes listener. I catch your program sometimes. I think you're probably one of the most erudite people in talk radio. I do end up listening to Chris Hinckley a lot, and I know he thinks very highly of you and gets a lot from your stuff as well. Well, the reason I called was to mention a phrase that you used that out at me, and I find myself mulling it over and thinking it through
I'm sorry, you lost me. I didn't quite understand that. Say that it's a word. What?
Okay, just a phrase you use. Let me take.
Oh,
off.
Phrase. Oh, okay. Okay.
There's just one of your phrases that I always find myself thinking over and parsing and thinking about the implication of is when you speak of the term several states.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a bit of a fan of etymology. I like words and their origins and that sort of thing. And when I think a lot of people, when they hear you say several states, they probably tend to cubbyhole that as sort of an archaic term, an older term, or possibly, obsolete if you looked in the dictionary. But it's not at all, of course. And when I think of the word several, I transplant that as individual, because when you sever something, you're cutting it apart. You're keeping it, you're severing it. It's apart from something else, nearby, adjacent, or adjoining. So, like the several, so trying to grasp the concept of the fact that it you know, the states' rights issue, that it was in the several or individual states that the primary, you know, citizenship, the primary authority of government originally rested, you know, and that the federal government has sort of morphed and metastasized, morphed into this metastatic tumor. You know, like I say, it's like when people go in the hospital and they think they have 40 pounds of fat on them and they discover a 40-pound tumor inside them or something.
Well, you're right, because several is just like several animals. They are unique. They are their own standalone things, because that's really important. Because what they have done is they have dropped the word several in where? Why do we have the 16th Amendment? Why was the 17th Amendment? What happened after the 17th Amendment? I don't know if you're into this. Critical, because you bring up an extremely, extremely important thing. This definition of several. Go ahead. I'm going to add to it. It makes so much difference for individual, standalone countries.
And it ties in another term that relates to it is the concept of the separation of powers. You know, this, you know, that not the, this avoidance of the excessive centralization of power, the decentralization power, so as to prevent tyranny. You know, it's very important. And then it's also, and this idea of the power being at the state level begs the question of what the authority is for county and city and local officials. You know, how much power and authority, how much ruling power, are these entities within the state level supposed to have?
Well, see, the county is part of one of the several states. Of course, Alaska, right. We have a borough. We didn't even get a smell in Alaska.
Right. It's under the authority of the states, and yet we see contentions like this, the contention about the authority of the county sheriff as the supreme law enforcement, you know.
He is. If he just knew what he was, there's a guy in Wyoming took on the IRS and won, and they sealed everything up because they didn't want anybody out. Yep. He's the man.
You know, occasionally you'll see in a movie, though, I've seen in a couple movies, you know, where the sheriff will assert his authority. The FBI shows up and says, oh, we're here, we're in control now. And the sheriff's like, no, you're not, you know. And if you need to get out of my county, or I have a cell downtown for you, you know, that kind of thing.
He does have that. He's the chief executive and administrative officer for the county law enforcement. He is the guy. And he ain't law enforcement. He's what's called a peace officer. He's there to keep the peace. They renamed everything to law enforcement. What is law enforcement? Law enforcement is there is something, a law, and we're here to make sure to regulate you, to make sure you do what we want. That's law enforcement. I'm not against the police, but they changed the name from peace officer to law enforcement. Go ahead.
Well, the very word police itself, again, is interesting because it derives from the Greek word polis, which simply means city. When you say police, you're saying city. So they're not police officers, city officers.
They actually were night watchmen, and they have no office. That's the thing.
Okay.
They have no office. They're flunkies.
But they are at the polis or the city level. You know,
right.
I think it's yeah. And so this whole question, you know, of, you know, I hear people, this is another term, I hear people kicking around the word authoritarianism these days. They'll allude to authoritarianism. Now, I'm not the world's most well-read guy, but in the historical and political tomes that I have perused, you rarely see the word historically authoritarianism. What you do see is the word totalitarianism, and I think that we're sort of making a mistake by kind of transplanting that with authoritarianism, because it doesn't carry the connotation of the despotic nature of totalitarianism.
Yeah, there's a lot in those type of words, right? Yeah, I want to get back to this word of this office, because you're onto a big thing about the several states, and that blends right in with what I'm going to do before I get through with the show today, to tell people what is really going on with that word office. Okay.
Right, and word office, and even within the states, we've seen. Again, we've seen things degenerate. The very existence of administrative law courts, whether it's the state or federal level. I mean, I'm sure you can, enlighten us a lot. I'm sure you've probably spoken to that issue before.
I know. I know too much about the headless fourth branch of government, the administrative state. I think we got music. No, we're going to break here.
Okay.
Yeah.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Well, we're back here. I really like that song, Big John. That's think of the other guy that made that famous, that song. That's not him singing, I don't think. But
yeah, I think that's the original one there.
Is it? What's the guy that sang it?
I don't know. It sounds kind of Johnny Cash-ish, but I don't know.
No, I see his face. I just can't put a name to it. But I like that song. So, anyways. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get through with this office. You got another point here to make here because I want to lay out a couple of other things, just general statements, and then I want to get into the second hour of how we, the people, we can actually start making some real attacks on these people and getting the battle, if we will. Okay?
Well, yeah, one little theological point I'll make on my way out. You said these people can't touch you. And I know you give credit to God. It's certainly by the grace and protection of God. I hope he keeps his hedge around you. However, we're all subject potentially to maybe a time when they can do nothing if their father allow it, but perhaps one day our father will that more fervent type of dangerous type of persecution. So we shall see. But as you say, in the meantime, you know, we can take the fight to them. So thank you for all you do in that regard.
Yep.
Ralph.
Yep.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep. Well, they can lock me up. Been there, done that. That ain't going to change anything I'm doing. Not going to change me. I'm here to, there's something beyond this. It's eternal. So the hell with them. Pardon my French. So anyways, just the generic thing of what he was talking about is the people of the several states. That's in Article 1, Section 2 of the Constitution. And Chance in West Virginia, you got a question or comment on what we're talking about?
No, but I wanted to tell you that singer was Jimmy Dean.
Okay, well, Jimmy Dean is not the one that made it famous.
Well, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Jimmy Dean from Texas. He made the breakfast sausages and all that. You remember?
Just give me a second here. Let's see. What was the name of it? 16 Tons?
No, that was Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Yeah, Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Yeah, but Big Bad John was Jimmy Dean.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I got the two mixed up. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, this is the first time this year I've been wrong.
No problem. Take care now.
Yeah, okay. you're right. I got the two mixed up. Big Bad John and Jimmy 16 Tons. Yeah, there are people out there. We need people to contribute with the truth. Color, we at break time already? Yes, we are. So we'll see you on the other side.
Please take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. We must take America back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2.